Naturalized citizens are a growing portion of the U.S. electorate. They make up about 1 in 10 of all eligible voters, according to Pew Research Center. It's a voting bloc that could be crucial in the presidential election, especially in key battleground states like Pennsylvania, where just a few thousand votes could decide it all. NPR's Elena Moore reports.
It wasn't even noon yet, and Helen Conte had already finished a double shift.
We have to walk, walk, walk. It's not easy.
Conte is a nursing home worker living just outside Philadelphia. She's an immigrant from Sierra Leone who became a citizen in 2022. And in just a few weeks, she'll vote for the first time. She's supporting Vice President Harris. She likes her economic message.
I'm on the right side. Somebody who treats immigrants the same, talk about wages, talking about mortgage. So I see we are on the same page.
Conte is one of more than 500,000 naturalized citizens living in Pennsylvania. It's a state President Biden won by about 80,000 votes 4 years ago. That's about 1%, one of the tightest margins in the country. This year, it's expected to be really competitive again.
All right, well, hello, everyone.
That's Lila Martin Garcia with the National Partnership of New Americans, or NPNA. It's a nonpartisan group focusing on new citizens. She's running an event with a bunch of organizers from around the state, all committed to getting more immigrants naturalized and voting this year.
We know that Pennsylvania will be one of the most critical states during this election. And new American voters have the power to sway the outcome.
It's unclear how many new citizens are actually registered to vote and plan to turn out this fall. But Martin Garcia points to some promising signs. According to NPNA's new statewide polling, nearly 8 in 10 naturalized Pennsylvanians say they're definitely planning on casting a ballot. After the event ended, an organizer helped Huascar Aragones take that next step. He came to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic 16 years ago and recently started working for his union, SEIU. This past spring, he became a citizen. And now, he's registered to vote.
When I became a citizen, I did it out of the fear I have about politics, especially the politics of former President Donald Trump. I was afraid that he would separate me from my family because I'm an immigrant worker.
The topic of immigration has remained a big issue throughout the campaign. Trump has made it central to his re-election bid, vowing to deport millions of undocumented immigrants. So for Aragones, Harris is the best candidate. Right now,
what I feel is something really beautiful. When you are a citizen of the United States, you feel like you are a part of this country and that you can vote for the candidate that you would like and for the changes you want to see.
But other new voters aren't as excited about the matchup, like Lila Martin Garcia from NPNA. She's an immigrant from Spain who also recently became a citizen. This is her first time voting in a presidential race, too.
The joy that voting brings to me, I wish I had the same joy because a candidate is giving me reasons to vote for them. I feel like I'm going to head to the polls on November 5th to vote against somebody more than voting for somebody.
Speaking outside her role with NPNA, she's backing Harris. But she takes issue with how she's handled immigration, like supporting a bipartisan bill in Congress that, if passed, would have expanded restrictions and given money for a border wall. So it's a vote for Harris, but a reluctant one, something she shares with many other new voters around the country.
It's just not how you want to vote for the first time, or really ever.
She says having to make a choice like this during her first presidential election breaks her heart. Elena Moore, NPR News.